Alleluia, Christ is risen. But there's something curious about John's account of the movements of Mary Magdalene when Jesus is risen. And if you want to follow along, we'll start in John chapter 20, verse 11, when it says that Mary Magdalene bends over and looks into the tomb where Jesus was buried. And just for the sake of argument, let's imagine I'm Mary Magdalene. Yeah, okay. And we'll say that Jesus' tomb is over here to my right. So she bends over and she looks in and she sees two angels standing there who say to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she responds by saying, "They have taken my Lord and I do not know where they have put him." And then this is the part I want you to pay attention to, because it says, after she says that, Mary turns around and she saw Jesus. She didn't recognize that it was Jesus, but we'll get to that part. She sees Jesus. And he also says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Which honestly kind of feels like Jesus is having fun with Mary, right? Because obviously she's looking for him. Once again, that's beside the point. The point is, Mary is looking at Jesus. She's talking to Jesus. She says, "Sir, if you have taken him away, please tell me where you've put him and I will take him away," because she thinks he's the gardener. But in that moment, Jesus says to her, "Mary." And then it says, she turned and said to him, "Rabboni." But wait a minute. Jesus is over there. She was already facing him. She was already talking to him. Why does it say now she turns when she recognizes him? Why does Mary turn twice? Well, John wrote this account of Jesus' resurrection in Greek. And in ancient Greek, people were thought to walk through life facing backwards. Which makes sense, right? Because as you go through life, you have no idea what your future holds. You can only see what's in your past. You have no idea what's ahead of you. You can only see what's behind you. I can tell you about the time when I was 5 years old and I fell off my bike. I can tell you about the crazy summer I had before I went to college. I can go into graphic detail about what it was like for me to deliver newspapers in a snowstorm at 4 a.m. when I was in middle school. But what's going to happen tomorrow? I can only guess. Because I have to walk through life facing backwards. And look, there's lots of good things to look at in the past. In fact, here at Faith Lutheran, we have spent the past 6 weeks talking about the way past, talking about how God's story with humanity starts in a garden, the Garden of Eden, which God made, in which everything was good, but then we messed it up and moved out and built cities. And I can say it sometimes feels good to think about how wonderful things were way back when. But here's the trouble about walking backwards through life. When you walk backwards through life, you are ruled by death. Let me say that again. When you walk backwards through life, you are ruled by death. Because the only things that you can see when you are walking backwards are the things that have already passed. All you can see is what is now missing. All you can see is what now isn't here. And that's what happens to Mary Magdalene in the gospel today. Because you see, Mary has gone to search for Jesus. She's gone to search for her teacher, her mentor, her friend. And Mary looks where she last saw him. She looks for him in the tombs. She looks for him in death. She looks for him in her past. But Jesus isn't there. And Mary becomes so focused on what isn't there that she can't see what is. Mary looks into Jesus' tomb and she sees that Jesus is missing. But she also sees that there are two angels in that tomb. Now, most people, when they see one angel, right, when they see one celestial being radiating with divine power, they tend to freak out. Yeah? Angels start most conversations by saying, "Do not be afraid," because most people are afraid. But Mary, she sees not one but two angels, and her response is to say, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have placed him." She is so focused on what is missing that she doesn't even see what is present. And so Mary turns around for the first time. She turns around physically, and she sees Jesus standing there, but she doesn't recognize him. Because she doesn't look like he did in her past. He is not where she left him. She is so focused on what isn't there that she can't see what is. She thinks he's the gardener. She says to him, "Sir, if you've taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Mary is so focused on what is missing that she can't see what is present. Mary is walking through life backwards. She is ruled by death. And how many of us are the same? How many of us are captivated by the opportunities that have passed us by, and so we don't even notice if new opportunities come knocking? How many of us are so fixated by what we have done wrong in the past that we live more in the shadow of yesterday than the light of today? How many of us are consumed by grief, by what we have lost, and so we can't even name what we have gained? Friends, we are walking backwards through life. We are ruled by death. But today, Jesus destroys death. Today, Jesus destroys death, and he starts by stepping out of his own grave. But he doesn't stop there, because defeating death means more than just to stop dying. It means to start living. Jesus has come not just to destroy death, but to destroy the power it has over our lives. And Jesus starts this with Mary Magdalene. Jesus says to her, "Mary." And Mary, she remembers that voice. She remembers that voice from her past. A voice that spoke to her with love and encouragement. A voice that was always there for her. The prophet Isaiah speaks of such a voice, saying, "The Lord called me before I was born. He named me in my mother's womb." Mary, when Jesus speaks her name, she hears that voice. And she recognizes it. But that voice, it's no longer in her past. And so if she wants to see where it's coming from, she has to turn. She has to turn around, not physically, but spiritually. The Hebrew word for to repent means to turn around. What Mary is doing in that second term, is repenting. Not repenting from being a bad person. Mary is repenting from walking backwards through life. Mary is repenting from seeing only what is missing and not what is present. Mary is repenting from seeing what isn't there and turning to see what is. And what is there, friends, is hope. What is there is love. What is there is life, because what is there is Jesus, her present and her future. And so Mary, recognizing Jesus, says to him, "Rabboni," which means my teacher, my rabbi, my mentor who walked with me and my friends through my countryside. But Jesus says to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." Mary thought that Jesus was the gardener, and she wasn't wrong. Because you see, what a gardener puts into the ground is not the same as what grows out of the ground. What comes out of the ground is both bigger and better than what was placed in it. And so it is with what Jesus does on Easter. Jesus defeats death for Mary, but that is just a seed, friends. It is just a seed for what God is doing in Jesus, because what God is doing in Jesus is too big to be for just one person. God says to the prophet Isaiah, it is too light a thing for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Jesus has come to defeat death, and that is too big a thing to be just for Mary. It is too big a thing to be just for 12 disciples. It is too big a thing to be for just one nation. It is, in fact, too big a thing to be just for humanity. Isaiah 49:13 says, sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, because all of creation rejoices at what Jesus does on this day of resurrection. You see, our story with God, it starts in a garden where everything was good and we dwelled with God. And yes, we messed that up and moved out to build cities. But friends, don't look back. Because the book of Revelation tells us that our future is a city. The new Jerusalem, the city of God. But in this city, there is a garden that someone has planted. In that garden is the tree of life for the healing of all the nations. You see, our future is the good of God's creation united in perfect harmony with the best of human innovation, because Jesus is the gardener who takes the best from our past, plants it in the present, and brings it forth into a beautiful future. That is what Jesus has done for Mary. That is what Jesus will do for the world. And that, my friends, is what Jesus is doing for you today. In Isaiah 49:9, God describes what this day of salvation looks like, saying that the day of the salvation is the day when God says to the prisoners, come out. It is the day when God says to those who dwell in darkness, show yourselves. It is the day when the barren heights become green pastures. That day is today. Today is the day that the voice of God says to you, to you who are a prisoner to the past, to you who can only see the joy that has passed you by. The voice of God who sang with you on your happiest day speaks your name today and says, come out. Turn around. Stop walking backwards. Death has no power. Turn around and see what is present now, for it is hope. For hallelujah, Christ is risen. The voice of God speaks to you today. It calls to you who dwell in darkness, who live in the shame of your past. The voice that spoke to you and named you in your mother's womb calls to you today with gentleness, saying, show yourself. Stop walking backwards. Death has no power. Turn around and see what is present is love. Because, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Today is the day when the voice of God calls to you. To you who are hungry and thirsty because all you can see is the barrenness and death of what is missing. Today, the voice that once led you to green pastures calls to you again by name, saying, stop walking backwards. Death has no power. Turn around and see that what is present is life. For hallelujah, Christ is risen. And so I invite you to stand. Stand as you are able. Stand. Face the future. Let us sing with the mountains. Let us join our voices in praise that Christ is our gardener. Christ is the gardener who has taken the best of our past, planted it in the present to bring forth a beautiful future. And so may we sing, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.